So you are all welcome at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, Skan Vrindavan, for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto. The chapter under discussion is 18, and the chapter is entitled Prithu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet. Prithu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet. So, 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 4 sections in the 4th canto, 4 major sections. The first 7 chapters describe the yajna, which is according to the dharma. If it is done for satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, then it brings some fruits. So in these 7 chapters, yajna of who? Yajna performed by Prajapati Daksha. Daksha Prajapati's yajna is described, but offense to the Vaishnava, Lord Shambhu, Shiva, resulted in destruction of the whole yajna, no result. When Vaishnava is satisfied, asked forgiven from, then Lord Vishnu appeared, and then yajna was successful. So this was 7 chapters, first part of the 7th or 4th canto. Second part, 5 chapter. Even if you need anything, then only person to approach is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Narayan. So Dhruv Maharaj wanted kingdom bigger and better than his father, but he approached Lord Vishnu and he got his desire fulfilled. The next 12 chapter, which we are discussing now, is how to satisfy everybody by satisfying Supreme Lord. And in this particular chapter, or in this particular section, the descendant of Swayambhu Manu, the genealogy or descendant of Swayambhu Manu, his first son, Utanpad, his son Dhruva Maharaj, and then the descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. So in this genealogy, in this descendant of the Swayambhu Manu, there is incarnation of Supreme Lord Prithu Maharaj, who is the first king on this planet, who made the earth plain, who established the villages, who established the cities, townships, who first time arranged how the people should be maintained, Brahman by their sacrifice and education, how Kshatriya by their protection of the citizens, and how Vaishya by trade and protection of the cows, and how the rest of the population by service. This is the first Supreme Lord established this Varna Ashram system. And so right now we are reading about the glorious activities of Prithu Maharaj. And this Prithu Maharaj is not born by mother and father. He is a yonij. A yonij means he was not born from the womb of a mother. He was especially produced by the expertise of the saintly persons and their transcendental vision by the dead body of his father Vena. is something very special and is extraordinary. So the last eight chapters of this fourth canto describe the activities of the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, Prachin Bharat and Prachetas, and all were delivered by association of Narada Muni. So in this way, total 7, 5, 12 and 8. How many chapters? 31, I think. The fourth canto is altogether like this. So one subject matter of Bhagavatam is Ish Anu Katha. Ish means Supreme Lord, Anu means those who are His followers. And when we hear something about the Supreme Lord and His devotees who follow Him, that will purify our consciousness. That will purify consciousness of the hearer. So here what we are hearing right now is the pastime of one of the incarnation of Supreme Lord Prithva Maharaj. And then we will discuss something, the devotees like Dhruva Maharaj. So this is Ish Anu Katha. Is the narration of the pastime of Supreme Lord and the devotees. And the whole ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is completely dedicated to this subject matter, Ishanu Katha. The two dynasty, the moon dynasty and sun dynasty, and the incarnation in both dynasty, sun dynasty Lord Ramchandra and moon dynasty Lord Sri Krishna, and rest of the innumerable number of great kings, they were all devotees. And that qualify one, if we understand Ishanu Katha, then only we can understand pastime of Lord Sri Krishna in 10th canto. Because by hearing Ishanu Katha, by hearing description of the devotees and the Lord's different incarnation, the consciousness is purified, heart is cleansed, and all the past accumulated dirt is completely cleared, and then we can understand Krishna and His pastime in 10th canto. So Ishanu Katha is the final subject matter which really qualifies one, if he understand, to enter into the Krishna Katha. So in descendant of Dhruva Maharaj, there was one great king, name was Anga. One son of Dhruva Maharaj was Utkal, and he was, say, Dhruva Maharaj's great devotee, his son was completely renounced. He was not interested in ruling anything. So he just left. But then in their descendant there was a great king, Anga, Maharaj Anga. And Maharaj Anga was doing some sacrifice, and all the demigods appeared in the sacrifice, but they were not accepting their share of a sacrifice. Maharaj was surprised. I am doing Ashwamedha Yajna, a heart sacrifice, and demigods have appeared, but they are not accepting my oblation, my offering. Why? So he broke his silence and he asked from his priest, why it is happening? Then priest said, in this life we know you are completely sinless. There is no trace of any offense in your mind, but in your previous lives you must have done some sinful activity, therefore you don't have a son. So if you get son, then only your sacrifice will be successful. Then the priest organized another big sacrifice for begetting son, and then they requested Supreme Lord, and then Anga Maharaj got one son. And his name was son Vena, son of Suniti. An astrologer immediately told Maharaj, your son is going to be a notorious, very dangerous person, a big terrorist. Please. But he said, no, I don't have son. So somehow after sacrifice I got son. So anyway, as son was little growing, all the symptoms of a useless person was apparently seen. And King Anga was saying, first I was very much upset because I was not having son. But now I have a son which is worse than having no son. Then he thought immediately, Supreme Lord has blessed me by giving this nonsense son, so I will not be attached to this son and to this kingdom. He took a immediately positive decision and he left kingdom. It's very interesting. Sometimes son is born to a father to give him trouble and torture. It's not always son is to give a good service to the father or the family. It's not always. This is to be understood from Bhagavatam. If the son is giving trouble, take a blessing of Supreme Lord and get out of the home and chant Hare Krishna. This is what is advised here. Maharajang left and kingdom was completely without king. So the thieves and dacoits, they were all around, and the saintly people, they said, it's not right thing, without king, how can, but now what can, and then Suniti said, my son is now supposed to be the king, because he inherited the kingdom. So Sage said, until and unless he prove himself wrong, he should be given opportunity to rule the kingdom. So Maharaj Ven was enthroned as a king. And now he said, stop all the sacrifices, stop all chanting Hare Krishna, stop temple business, no cow protection, worship me. Saintly person said, what are you saying? You belongs to a great dynasty. What is this? He said, do you know Shastra? He asked to the Brahmins and saintly persons, do you know Shastra? Yes, we know. Then you don't know the Supreme Lord reside in king? He said, we know. Then I am king. Supreme Lord is in me. Therefore you follow what I say. Stop your all sacrifice. He gave this worst logic. This is called misuse of Shastra, misuse of scripture to follow his own desire. It's very nicely he said, yes, this is right. Still in Nepal, the king is considered the representative of Supreme Lord and nobody can shake hand with him. Even Sanatan Goswami accepted Nawab Hussain Shah when he came, he stood up. Because he considered he is a king and definitely he is a representative of Supreme Lord. He gave him honor. So this is a scriptural injection. But now this is wrongly presented. This, no, I am supreme. What I am saying, do it. And those rishis said, when we can enthrone you, we can dethrone you also. And they simply said, oh, this is called hunkar. They said, oh. What they said is, Maharaj Ven was lifeless. Immediately disappeared. So that was the power of saintly people. They were not rulers, but they were selecting rulers. If their rulers are not right, they were thrown out. That is the power of Brahminical culture. When this culture deteriorates, the kings becomes dacoits. They follow Maharaj Ven. And then the whole society will suffer. But now again they say there's no king. So saintly people say, we did the right thing to dethrone the wrong person. But now what to do? So they churned the body of King Vena. By churning the lower part of the body, a black personality appeared. And he was named Nishad. And he was allowed to live in the jungles, and his business is simply to do dacoity. So all the sinful activities of the Ven, they were as a Nishad. And then they churned the right hand of Maharaj Ven. And Prithu Maharaj appeared. And with the left hand churning, Archi appeared. So these are Lakshmi and Narayan, representative of Lakshmi and Narayan. Archi and Prithu, they appeared by churning of the right and left limb of Maharaj Ven. Since they appear by churning of the limbs, they are Kshatriya. The limbs are Kshatriya, so they act as a Kshatriya. But as soon as Maharaj Prithu appeared, all the demigods appeared there and they offered him all the gifts, especially that now you are here to fulfill our desires. And now Prithu Maharaj enthroned as a king. And all the citizens, they came and they pulled their Jai Shri Gornitai ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. Now they pulled their upper garment and they showed that, see our belly is touching our bone, backbone. There's nothing to eat. In your kingdom we are starving. Maharaj Prithu said, what is this? So we are doing hard work, we are plowing the land, but there's no crop. There's nothing, no grain produced. Maharaj Prithu, he took his bow which was given to him by demigods especially, and he mounted on his chariot and he chased the earth. Why you are not giving sufficient food grains to the citizens of my kingdom? And now earth took the form of cow. To understand, in an adi bhautik means in a visible material form, earth is what we see, the land, the mountain, the river, this is earth. This is the adi bhautik form or the material form of the planet earth. Adi devik form of the earth. Adi devik means in a category of demigods. The earth is in the form of cow. This is the adi devik form of mother earth. Both are called mother. You know, earth is also called mother and cow is also called mother. And both are merciful, both are tolerant. So in adhyatmic form, in a spiritual form, earth is Bhudevi, which is consort of Lord Vishnu. They are doing better than us. Hare Krishna, bolo! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! That's what this temple is made for, this purpose. People come and chant Hare Krishna. That's what it's meant for. Hare Krishna. So in adi adhyatmic form, in a spiritual form, the mother earth is called Bhudevi. Shri Devi is Lakshmi and Bhudevi is Prithvi. And it is also concerned, so she is concerned, she is Vishnu Patni, she is the consort of Lord Vishnu. So now Mother Earth has taken the Adi Devic form in the form of cow. And Maharaj Prithu is chasing. So she ultimately exhausted and petition to Maharaj Prithu, you have to protect me, why you are killing me? So much Mother Earth requested Prithu Maharaj to leave her alone. But Prithu Maharaj was very much determined to get his citizen all the ingredients needed for their survival. So at one stage Mother Earth is speaking as a demigod form of the earth, mother cow. So this is the verse spoken by Bhumi Devi, और धरा और मदर अर्थ इन द फॉर्म ऑफ काउ एंड एड्रेसिंग टू पृथ्वी महाराज द रूलिंग किंग रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एज इनकार्नेशन. Why I am not producing grain? She is giving the reason. So let us recite this verse spoken by Mother Earth to Prithu Maharaj. Why sufficient food is not provided? Or in other word, in modern language, why the cost of the food is every day rising by 100 times? Why? You take it in a modern terminology. Why 4 rupees kilo things is getting 40 rupees kilo? You just think in these terms. Why this is happening? So let's recite this verse. Now you understand the whole scene. Prithu Maharaj standing there with a bow and arrow. Mother Earth, like in the form of cow, is speaking this. And this is the time of Swayambhu Manu and his descendant so early. And this topic is discussed here by Maitreya Muni to Vidur at the Haridwar, bank of Ganges, Haridwar. So now let us read this verse. Apalita anadritta cha भवदभीर लोकपालकैः चोरी भूते अथ लोकयाम् यज्ञ अर्थे अगरसम औषधि अपलाति अपालितनादृत भवदभीर लोकपालकैः चोरी भूते अथ लोके अहं यज्ञ अर्थे अगर समोषधि. Apalita anadrita cha bhavadhir loka palakai chori bhute atha loke aham yajna atam agrasam oshadihi. Apalita anadrita cha भवद्भिर लोकपालकैः चोरी भूते अथ लोकयाम् यज्ञार्थे अगर समौषधिः अपालितानादृता च भवद्भिर लोकपालके चोरी भूते अथ लोके अहम् यज्ञार्थे अगर समोष मदर्स माताजी. अपालितनादृता च भवद्भिर लोकपालकैः चोरी भूते अथ लोके अहम् यज्ञार्थ अगर समौषधि अपालितानादृता च चोरी भूते अथ लोक्यः यज्ञार्थे अगर समौषधि अपालिता विदाउट बीइंग टेकन केयर ऑफ. So Mother Earth is saying, I was not taken care of. Apalita. Nobody took care of me. Who did not took care of you? You? If somebody asked, Lokapala kahi. Lokapalakai means governors, kings, when they were ruling, they did not take care of me. What else did they do? Anadritta. Being neglected. Anadritta. They did not give me respect. They neglected me. Mother Earth is the consort of Supreme Lord. King is representative of Supreme Lord. So it is his responsibility to protect, to take care of, to give all respect to Mother Earth. If she is not taken care of, if she is neglected, there is something what Mother Earth is saying. I am neglected, I was not taken care of. By whom? Lokapalakai. Lokapalakai means by the governors or kings. Bhavabdabhavadabhihi. She is addressing directly to Maharaj Prithu. Like you are good king, but like your good self, the other people before you, like your forefather Lord Vena, or King Vena and other, they have neglected me, they did not care for me. How they neglected you? What did they do? Chori bhute. Being beset by thieves. They did not punish thieves. Because they are the rulers should punish the thieves and wrongdoers. They were kings, but they never ever kept their kingdom free from thieves and dacoits. Chori bhute. Atha loke aham. Therefore, in this world, I, the planet Earth, yajna arate, for the purpose of performing sacrifice, agar sam, have hidden, o shadihi, all the herbs and grains. Now she is giving explanation why people are not getting grains or fruits or herbs. Why? Because the kings, they are not protecting me, they are neglecting me. What it means? They are not punishing the wrongdoers, criminals. That is their fault. Therefore, all these oshadis, all these herbs, all these grains are actually meant to offer in yajna to Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Instead of offering it to Supreme, they are enjoying themselves. Therefore, they are thief. And therefore, they are not, because they are not punished by the kings. Therefore, I have hidden all these ingredients within my own self. Is it okay? Now let us read Srila Prabhupada's translation. My dear king, not only are grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grain for sense gratification. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds which were meant for performance of sacrifice. So, the meaning of this verse, you repeat just with me, let it sink in. My dear king, not only are grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grain for sense gratification. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds which are meant for the performance of sacrifice. Is it okay? Srila Prabhupada's purport. That which happened during the time of Prithu Maharaj and his father King Vena is also happening at this present moment. It's one line, Srila Prabhupada. What happened at the time of Prithu Maharaj and Vena is happening at present moment. What is happening at present moment? Kings are not punishing thieves. In fact, the rulers are themselves thieves. In fact, Maharaj Yudhishthira, when he was ruling, he was always sitting for 2 hours chanting Hare Krishna. I mean, doing meditation for 2 hours on Krishna. At that time, he used to ask his 4 other brothers to be present outside to solve everybody's problem if they come with any trouble. So one day one person came with a trouble and he asked one person who was standing outside Bhima. He said, I want to see Maharaj. He said, Maharaj is in a meditation on Krishna, so we can solve your problem. Tell me. He said, you want to solve the problem? The problem is that there was a big field full of grains and there was a fencing around the field to protect the field from the animals. But surprisingly, the fence was destroying the field. The fencing which was supposed to protect the field, it was destroying the field, eating the grains of the field. Hey, Bhima said, what is this? If some criminal is there, I can break his head with the gada. But this is something I don't understand. Go to the Maharaj. Anyway, three other question answered. But when Maharaj Yudhishthira came out, then Bhima asked this question. Said, what? Who was that person? And what was the meaning of this question? Said, what is the question? The question is that field which was supposed to be protected by fencing, the fencing was eating away the field. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, the person was Kali Yuga. The person was Kali Yuga. And he came to inform us, the rulers will plunder their own citizens. Rulers will plunder their own citizens. The protector, like a fence, will destroy the field itself. This is the indication Kali Yuga is telling us. In Kali Yuga, the person you keep as your guard will kill you. Is it right or wrong? Many years back when I was in Karachi, in newspaper there was a news. Some dacoit, they looted one bus. And from the whole bus they got some 24,000 rupees. So they threw all 25,000 rupees back onto the passengers. Take all this money back, we don't need this. Then somebody sitting there with no money said, why you stop bus, you looted all this money and you are throwing this all? See, only 25,000 rupees. 50,000 rupees we have to pay to the police when they find out that we have looted the bus. Shall we pay 26,000 from our pocket to the police? You understand what it means? If they know that we have done some robbery, then we have to pay 50,000 rupees to the local police. So we got only 24,000. The rest we will pay from our pocket. Take your bag, at least our name will not be bad. This is what the rulers are going to do. 3 police commissioners were going in a one plane. The one who was from America, he said, if there is any crime in our country, in 24 hours we will find out the culprit. Good. And a commissioner from Scotland said, 24 is too much. In 12 hours we will find out the culprit. And our fellow being country's commissioner said, you both are wasting time. We know 10 days before what is going to happen where. Because we plan it. This is what is the meaning of this one line. Is it clear? They are not going to protect. They will rob. Who killed the Prime Minister of India? His own bodyguard. Who is robbing the houses? The watchmen and housekeepers. We have 100 such examples. That is what is explained in one line by Srila Prabhupada. What is the message to us? Message to us is, among our devotees, we should train our own security guard. Kshatriyas. If we will not train our, we have to depend on somebody else, and they will do what the rest of the people following King Vena was doing. This is a message. Very subtle message, but we should be ready to have our own Kshatriya guards among our own devotees. We need this class. Prabhupada wanted this class ultimately, that we should have our own guards. You know, nobody protected the deities in Bombay when the municipality wanted to really dismantle the deities from the altar. It's only the one devotee, Mataji from South America or something. She grabbed onto the Radha Ras Bihari. They were pulling her hairs, they were pulling everything. But she did not allow them to touch to the deities. That is security we need. That our life is meant for Supreme Lord's service. That type of security we have, then we have no fear. The other security, all the gunmen, they will keep the gun under the head and they will sleep like a pro. You have ever heard any gunman has used gun when the time of day quiet? No. It is afterwards they will do some fires when everybody is... So this is what actually they meant by this very simple thing, but this is the message. And we have Kshatriya spirit. That is what Prabhupada wanted, Varna Ashram, Devi Varna Ashram. Ultimately, in last days, this was Prabhupada's desire. We need to establish Devi Varna Ashram system. We need our own protectors, our own Kshatriya. Standing like a king, people see it and they really bow down. Like even Kali Yuga bowed down before Maharaj Parikshit. Kali Yuga don't dare to face Maharaj Parikshit. That type of really Kshatriya we need. Is it okay? So this is the line. A huge arrangement exists for the production of large-scale industrial and agriculture products. But all these products are meant for sense gratification. Therefore, despite such productive capacities, there is scarcity. Despite of such productive capacity, there is scarcity. Prabhupada is writing something. We are producing more than needed, but still there is not enough. Very simple example, particularly in Bombay or Delhi or big cities, I just give one example. All the people, they say they are millionaires, they are filthy rich. But from my language, from the Vedic scriptures language, they are paupers, they are poor, they are beggars. They say why? In a Vedic system, every house has 1 year ration stored in his own home. This is a Vedic system. 1 year's grain. When wheat comes, 1 year grains, they store in the house. When rice paddy comes, 1 year stock is there. When all the grains, 1 year stock is present in every house in Vedic culture with 4 cows. So always there's no scarcity of anything which is needed to maintain one's body, to keep soul serving Krishna. There is no scarcity in any house. Do you know it in the villages? Any villager who know? We still keep 1 year ration in our house or not? Yes. But the people are living in flats in Bombay, which Prabhupada called pigeon holes, pigeon houses, small. they keep only 3 days ration. They go and buy atta from outside, flour, fuel, a little bit, 1 kilo tin of nut ghee or some oil. And if after 3 days they have to go again and buy. So they are poor or beggar as compared to the poor villager. Go in Vrindavan, Birja, any village, everybody has a big earthen tank made full of grains for 1 year. Not for men, but for their animals also. For their cows, for their bulls, for their buffaloes, they have 1 year ration already in stock. That is Vedic civilization. Do anybody now in a house has a 1 year's ration? No. That is what Prabhupada means. So much production, but there is a scarcity. And we personally have experience. There was 10 days curfew in Karachi. Curfew, it was because riots and there was a military outside, nobody can go out. All the market is closed. And I was living in a person's house who was a big industrialist. But we are starving, Baba, because there's nothing to eat. And there was a market, was closed. And there was nothing to eat because the ration was for 3 days, it was over, and curfew was 10 days. So what can we do? So what is the use of all this big money and all these industries, all these big books kept for the account, but there is no grains to eat? What is the need? That's what practically, I mean, that is what the language Prabhupada has used. Abundant production, but it's still scarcity. You have money, but you have no place to accumulate 1 year ration. You have enormous amount of money, but you are not able to raise 2 children. You need only one. Is it strange or not? Even hearts are more rich than present day's human population. They are maintaining 10 children. They are raising 10 children. Is it right or wrong? The hawks and dogs, they are maintaining their children 10. And modern big citizens of the wealthy countries, they are not able to maintain one child. This is what it means. Yesterday in Gurukul, we were talking this topic. Why they don't want to have more children? What is the problem? What is the problem? Huh? Overpopulation. That's the problem. Huh? Overpopulation. Then my question is, why there is no overpopulation of the pigs? Why there is no overpopulation of the dogs? Why there is no overpopulation of the lion? Why there is no overpopulation of the elephants? They are decreasing on the earth planet. Only humans are increasing. Still we are having all family planning method, but still they are increasing. Why? Why? The reason is, which only devotees know. The reason is, nobody is going back to Godhead. Nobody is going to back to Godhead. And all the lower species, they are getting promoted and becoming human beings. And there's overpopulation. Very simple. Very simple logic, but nobody understands. And yesterday also we discussed other topic. One population is increasing, though we want to decrease it every day. What is that? Greed, population means living being. One living entity is increasing, though we want to kill every day. Huh? Mosquitoes. We want to do family planning, we want to do malaria control by killing mosquitoes, but they are increasing day in and day out. Is it right? Why? I met somebody, malaria control officer somewhere in South India, said, "We are doing malaria control." I said, "What are you doing?" So we kill mosquitoes. I think you control it. He said, "Not yet." I said, "You are doing targeting wrong people. Mosquitoes are not to be killed." So why? I said, who is going to be mosquito in next life? All those who are sucking blood. The whole human population, they are sucking blood. Next birth, they will take as mosquitoes. So there again, they start sucking blood. If you really control this corruption, then mosquito will decrease. This is a Vedic wisdom I am telling you. There is nothing wrong about this. You want to kill all mosquitoes, but they are increasing every day. Why? If I told that malaria officer, if really you want to control this mosquito, you control all this black marketing, blood sucking suckers in from the community, which are called here by Mother Earth as thieves, chori bhute. This is actually the reason. So Srila Prabhupada said, akaha. The word chori bhute indicates that the population has turned into thievery. They have become thief. According to Vedic understanding, men are transformed into thieves when, let it sink in. According to the Vedic understanding, the men are transformed into thieves when they plan economic development for sense gratification. Economical development for sense gratification means the population is becoming dacoit and thieves. You remember one person who approached Prabhupada in Mayapur and he said, Swamiji, pranam. And then Prabhupada said, so what is your business? Say, I have a cement factory. He said, so how you are making cement? He said, we use these hills and stone from the hills and crush and make cement. He said, so who made the hills? Prabhupada asked. And he said, God made hills. And he said, you are thief. You are stealing from God and making your own product. Prabhupada said, you are thief. Huh? The hills and mountains are made by God. And you are taking stone and making cement and putting your own name on that. So you are thief. Then he said, we are giving charity to you. Then Prabhupada said, you are a small thief. You are getting in 1,000 and giving in rupees. Getting 1,000 and giving 1 rupee. Then you are little small thief. So that's what here. Economical development without God consciousness is simply turning population into the dacoits and thieves. It is also explained in Bhagavad Gita that if one eats food grain without offering them to the Supreme Personality Godhead, yagna, he is thief and liable to be punished. Yagna sishtai shani shanto mucchante sarva klabashai ye pachanti atmakaranat. Ye pachanti atmakaranat? Bunjante te agam papa. Those who offer and eat as a prasad, they are freed from all sins. But those who eat for themselves, who cook for themselves, there are two words, agham papa. Ag means also pap and pap means pap. But why there two words are there? Because when I told this, those who are cooking for themselves, they are sinful. Then somebody said, no, we are not cooking for ourselves, we are eating in hotels. Somebody else is cooking for us. I said, therefore agam is for you. Not only papa, therefore it is agam for you. Now people are not cooking themselves, they are going and eating outside, which means agam papa. This is the extended purport of this verse. Eating outside means not only papa but agam papa. Because it's cooked by the sinners, and then sinner is eating, therefore agam papa. At least your mother is cooking, it means she is not sinful in cooking. But the somebody else outside is cooking, is sinful cooking and sinful eating, therefore agam papa. So Prabhupada is giving who is thief now. Prabhupada is giving a simple explanation of thief. According to spiritual communism, The Prabhupada is writing this purport when Russian communism was in height. At that time, most of the topics, terminal are used as communism. Prabhupada said, according to spiritual communism, all properties on the surface of the globe belong to Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to material communism, all belongings belongs to state. But state is impersonal to one person. And according to spiritual communism, what a good, you know, what is the definition of communism? Everything which is in the country belongs to the king. This is communism, to the state. But is spiritual communism, anything which is on the planet belongs to the Supreme Lord, Supreme King, Jagannath. What is the problem? Very simple. The population has a right to use goods only after offering them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Prabhupada is giving direction. It belongs to Supreme Lord, therefore you have a right to use it after offering it back to the one who owns it. Therefore, Prabhupada is now giving, this is the process of accepting prasad. Unless one eats prasad, he is certainly a thief. This is Prabhupada's smallest sentence in this purport. Very small sentence. Unless one eats prasad, he is certainly a thief. So how many people on the planet are eating prasad? How many percentage? 0.00001? 10%? 1%? Too much. Once a newspaper I read 30 years back, one news reporter went to the mental hospital and he found a beautiful road built, like very shining road. He was surprised, such a beautiful road. He said, which contractor you used to build this road? Very nice. He said, no contractor. All these inmates of our hospital, they worked themselves and they made this road. Road we simply use some machine from outside. He was surprised. They are in mental hospital, but they have built a nice road. And how much it cost? He said, it cost 10,000 rupees. He said, outside, if we give public contract, it will be less, not less than 50,000. So why 50,000 worth thing made in 10,000 and better than 50,000 product? Why? Then he looked, somebody has two bowl in hand. He said, why are you having two bowl in hand? He said, my inmate is sick, so I am going to get food for me as well as my friend. You say, what is this? Is it a mental hospital? Somebody is getting food for somebody else. Outside world, somebody is snatching food from others. What is this? Then he gave a title to the article. He said, actually, they were same person, so small in population, that insane persons, they put them in mental hospital and they all came out all nonsense. The article said, the sane person, the sound mind person becomes so small in the population that insane criminals become so huge in number, so they put all the sane people in mental hospital. So they are doing the road in less price, they are supporting their friends, and outside everything is just opposite. So with this calculation, devotees are so small, they are compressed in the temples, and outside everything what they want to do, they are doing. So we have to go out of the temples and preach. We have to go out and preach. If we live within this four walls, then things will not change. So how many people are eating prasad? They are not thief. Rest all are thief. Therefore, Mother Earth, and Prabhupada has some purpose before this. In future, people will not. There was one poet, he has a poetry. He said, when the new generation will come, when they go and buy some grains, they will say, give me 15 number of wheat grain, not kilo. Dana ginkar dal milegi. You know, dana ginkar, give me 20 dana of dal, 20 grains. Because there will be so scarcity of the things. Gehun ki to chhal milegi. Bhusa. You have to eat like the bull. Pani ke milenge injection. Abhi bottle, now we are getting bottle, then injection. Aane wali peedhi ko, when the new generation will come, all these things will be in scarcity like anything. Right now the things are so costly. In old days people used to say, I can eat dal roti. Dal roti was so cheap that even poor can eat. But now dal is 80 rupees kilo. How can one somebody eat? Our dal roti is very costly now. The cheapest thing has become so costly. What is going? Therefore Prabhupada said, please have lands, keep your cows and bulls. Very soon people will starve outside. They will come to the temple. Then you engage them and let them make devotee and work on our fields and be peaceful. Prabhupada has this thing told personally to certain devotees, and that is already recorded. Do something. But now even the devotees need to go somewhere to eat. So we should have some fields ultimately to grow our own grains. Otherwise things will not be in our favor. Let us finish this. Unless one eats prasad, he is certainly a thief. It is the duty of the governor and king to punish such thieves and maintain the world nicely. If this is not done, grains will no longer be produced and people will simply starve. Indeed, not only with people will people be obliged to eat less, but they will kill one another and eat each other's flesh. Now Prabhupada is warning. Maybe somebody asks, why you are saying this? Prabhupada, how they will eat somebody's flesh? Then Prabhupada is giving example. He is saying, they are already killing animals for flesh. Now they are killing their own cows and calves. When they will be exhausted, they will kill their own father. Still in some tribes in Africa, old father is killed and there is a big feast to eat his flesh. Prabhupada is warning, not only will people already eat less, but they will kill one another and eat each one as feels. Flesh. They are already killing animals for flesh. So when there will be no longer be grains, vegetables and fruits, they will kill their own sons. Prabhupada is saying own sons. Yes. Newly born babies, still they are eating the flesh of the aborted babies in some countries. Their own sons. And then own fathers. He's not working, he's just a burden. Then let us eat his flesh at least. Have a feast for a few days. And eat their flesh for sustenance. Here ends the purport of this verse. So Earth, Mother Earth will not give anything. Then only the left thing is the living beings, which are animals and human beings. So people will eat this. So what is the message? The message is, do yajna, chant holy name, sankirtan yajna. There will be enough rain, there will be more grains, everybody will be satisfied. No yajna, no grain, no prasad, then everybody will ultimately become humanitarian. No vegetarian, humanitarian. Only eat humans. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Non-vegetarian they used to, but now they're going to be humanitarian. They only eat human beings. Those who are poor, weak, they will eat. And I am afraid because they will look at me. I can be for them 10 days. Shri Prabhupada ki. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.